The first version of Hufvudstaðgard, the main building, called a loggi, was constructed in 1650 by Rear Admiral Gustav Otto Stenbock. It was a two-story wooden house with two wings. He also established a Baroque garden and Hufvudsta Avenue. From the 1690s to around 1747, Hufvudstaðgard was leased out and used for various purposes, including as a tavern.
There are documents preserved from 1706 that mentioned there was an inn at Hufvudstaðgard. It was operated by Master Anders Månsson.
On January 4, 1710, it was noted in the newspaper that the ice was safe, the innkeeper was present, and they welcomed all gentlemen
to the inn.
In 1750, merchant councillor Anders Plumgren purchased Hufvudsta. He demolished the old, dilapidated buildings and constructed new ones.
Hufvudsta Palace now resembled Drottningholm, with a two-story main building, the current wings, an orangery, and a well-planned garden in a grid pattern.
After Anders Plumgren, his son Carl Anders Plumgren took over. However, he had to flee the country in 1782, and the estate was taken over by his nephew, Claus Frederick Horn. The conspiracy involving the Gustav III assassination took place here, in the old castle, in 1792.
Claus Frederick Horn was one of the chief conspirators.
Among those involved were also Jacob Johan Ankarström, Adolf Ribbing, Carl Pontus Liljehorn, and Carl Frederick Pchlin. Ankarström was chosen to carry out the murder, which he did. He shot the king at the Stockholm Opera on March 16. However, Gustav III did not immediately succumb to his gunshot wounds. Initially, it was thought that the injuries were not severe, and he would not need surgery. However, complications arose, including the formation of abscesses, high fever, and gangrene. The king passed away on March 29 and was later buried in Riddarholmen Church. Ankarström was executed on April 27 at the gallows in Skanstull. See link to our story about the place in the text.
His head and right hand were severed from his body and impaled on a pole, and the rest of his body was dismembered.
Claus Frederick Horn was sent away to Copenhagen, leaving behind his wife and a son at Hufvudstaðgard.
The son, also named Claus Frederick, took over the estate but eventually sold it.
In 1817, the Wibom family arrived at Hufvudstaðgard. Mr. Wibom was a brass founder and made money manufacturing uniform buttons and weapon details in gold metal during the Sweden-Russia War in 1809. During this time, estate buildings were constructed, including tenant houses, a barn, stables, outbuildings, a distillery, and more. In 1834, the old castle was moved to a hill a few hundred meters away, towards Hufvudsta subway station, and now belongs to the Swedish church. In 1836, Hufvudstaðgard's third and current corps de logis was completed. It was built in the Russian Empire style by the Russian ambassador Peter van Zutelen.
The lantern at the top became a banquet hall with views in all directions.
Today, the building is known as the New Castle. The Wibom family still owns the estate and resides in the wings.
However, the main building has been leased as offices since the 1950s.
In 1999, Hufvudstaðgard Conference AB moved into the premises.